Bhagwan, please be with me as I meditate. May my mind remain on you. May Pooja Gurudev's blessings be with me. We'll start with Anulom Vilom, slow deep breaths. And softly on the knees, fingers in chin mudra. Keep your attention on the breath. Consciously relax the body, starting from the feet all the way up to the legs and the hips. The back, from the top to the bottom, all relax. Relax the abdomen muscles. Breathe through the abdomen muscles and relax. deep through the chest muscles only. And relax. Pay attention to the internal organs in the chest and abdomen. Relax from the fingers all the way to the shoulders. The throat, the mouth, the face. Relax. At home, you can do it a little slower when you relax the body. Just watch the whole body from a distance, completely relaxed. Send positive energy to the body. From the self, the spirit. The whole body is energized with the spiritual energy. The message is from Dakshinamurti Stotra, from the Dhyan Shloka. Ishvaro Gururatme Di Murti Veda Vibhagine Vyomavat Vyapta Dehaya Dakshina Murtaye Namaha. I prostrate to Dakshina Murti Bhagwan, who is Lord Shiva that manifests as a guru in our life, as a teacher. And teaches the Sanat Kumaras. What does he show us? Vyoma Vat Vyapta Dehaya. Bhagwan is extending as much as space and even further beyond all the heavens, all the 14 worlds and space. Space appears divided into the pot in the room, the pot space, the box space in which the pot is, and the room space. But in essence, space is only one. Appears divided into the room, the box, and the pot. We don't need to break the walls, but just understand that there is only one space. Even inside our body and outside, that same space pervades everything, but remains unaffected. Space supports all the galaxies, all the beings. But even the air is supported. But space does not get dirty when the air is dirty. When the air is polluted, space is not. In the same way, Bhagwan is that infinite consciousness. That appears divided between Ishvara, Guru, and myself. I think they are three forms. I, the ego, the individual. The guru. And Ishvara, who is the creator, sustainer, and dissolver of this entire universe, Brahma, Vishnu, and Mahesh, the Trinity. But in reality, they are all only one consciousness. Just as space was never divided, so also consciousness is not divided, appears as three. Ishvara, Guru, and myself. That consciousness is all pervading, even beyond space, pervades entire space and beyond. I'm grateful to Dakshinamurti Bhagwan, Lord Shiva, for showing me my true nature. As consciousness, all forms in the universe are nothing but me alone. That consciousness appears as all forms. Ishvara, Guru, and myself. I prostrate to Dakshinamurti Bhagwan. And recognize that consciousness as my true nature. I am all pervading. I am unaffected. Let us stay with this attitude for a few minutes. शांति 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 हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम। रिमेम्बर, आई एम नॉट ईश्वर, आई एम नॉट गॉड। I humbly bow down to Bhagwan and to the Guru and work as their servant. But in essence, I and all forms are that one consciousness, all forms in the universe. Abide in that knowledge at all times. Hari Om.